Warriors-Rockets Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, a back-and-forth battle in Houston to start this series where Kevin Durant delivered a team-high 37 points on the night. Draymond Green, tremendous defense with 9 boards and 9 assists. Stephen Curry had 18 points and 8 assists, while Klay Thompson added 28 points with 6 trays. As the Warriors take Game 1, 119-106 the final. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
We had good momentum from the last series, and the matchups are good. You know, we got to switch, and everybody's got to be able to guard on the perimeter, and Andre's one of our best defenders, obviously. So we just decided to start that way to try to get off to a good start, and we actually didn't. We got off to a slow start, but we hung in there, and it's a long game, 48 minutes. So I was proud of the way our guys kind of hung in there after that first blow that we took and got right back in the game.
Steve, Hunter Houston Chronicle. Draymond gets the technical early on. He ends up having 2 points in that first half, but then in the second half, he finishes the game with the highest plus-minus. Was there anything in terms of that you might have said to him, that anybody said to him, that made him adjust in any way? How is it that in the second half he had that kind of performance?
You know, Draymond is one of the most competitive people on the planet, and I thought early in the game he was so fired up that it just got away from him a little bit, and once he settled in, I thought he was tremendous. His defense was amazing, and he controlled the game. I thought, in many ways, he's just an amazing player. It's hard to describe what he does, but he's perfect modern day NBA player. He guards everybody and rebounds and passes and makes plays, and obviously brings the energy and the competitiveness that can drive a team. So I thought Draymond was awesome.
Steve, Marcus Thompson with The Athletic. KD looked just like you out there, didn't he?
Like me?
Yeah, like when you're playing days, you used to hit all those shots.
Yeah, we're
right?
Very, very similar players,
When he's in a groove like that, are you just saying, hey, let's feed him the ball, or is it just a feel thing still, motion offense?
You know how we play. We want to keep the ball moving. But obviously, Kevin is the ultimate luxury because a play can break down and you just throw him the ball, and he can get you a bucket as well as anybody on earth. So, Kevin, this is why anybody would want him on their team. But you think about a couple of years ago, and we're in the finals, and we couldn't quite get over the hump. Kevin's a guy who puts you over the hump, I don't know what you do to guard him. He can get any shot he wants.
Steve, Mark Medina, Bay Area News Group. What do you think was the key for the guys to be able to withstand all the elements with just Houston being who they are, the start they got, and obviously being on the road?
I think just, our guys have been here before. This is our fourth straight conference finals and first one that we've started on the road. But, our guys have a lot of experience, and they've felt this. They relish it, and I think they took the challenge tonight and played awfully well.
Steve, Brian Smith, Houston Chronicle. There were a couple times they were able to maybe cut a 10-point lead to 5-3. You guys were able to push it back, and a lot of that was set up by your defense. How much did you see your defense play a part, especially creating the Rockets' turnovers, 13? D'Antoni said they can live with KD scoring, but not those turnovers.
Yeah, I think, when you get this deep in the playoffs, it's all about defense. You have to be a great defensive team to win a championship, but you just have to be. And year in and year out, it's the top defensive teams who go deep. And when you get to this level, you're playing against great offensive players like Chris Paul and James Harden. So this was all about the defense, and it has to be all about the defense the whole series.
Steve, Shane Young, B-Ball Breakdown. How'd you feel that Steph attacked in the first half, particularly? How'd you feel he looked?
I thought Steph was good. I thought he was very patient, and I think that's important. He only had one turnover in the game. He had 8 assists. I thought he managed the game really well. I think his best is still to come. That's what's encouraging. He played 35 minutes. He made some big plays for us. But I think he's going to get even better as the series goes on, which is exciting for us. He's still in the first stages of his comeback from his injury, and so I think he's just kind of measured and doing what he knows he has to do, and he'll go from here.
I'm Melissa Roland, Bay Area News Group. You praised Draymond Green all throughout the playoffs for only having gotten one technical foul headed into this series, considering he got a technical foul in the first 67 seconds of this game. Are you going to have to talk to him a little bit about being mindful of that this series?
No. Draymond knows what he's doing. He's going to be fine.
Ali Khanbajani, The Athletic. Looney came in early for Iguodala and played well on those switches against Harden. He forced the first two possessions he had forced those 24-second violations. How well did you think he played on switch-wise defensively today?
I thought Looney was great. You know, that's what this league has become. You got to have big guys who can switch and defend. And when you play Houston, that's kind of the name of the game. They're going to have they're going to put everybody in pick and roll and play ISO and play one-on-one, and you got to have a lot of guys who can guard, and thankfully we do, and Looney is one of them.
Back at the Bay Area News Group, you know, Clay was pretty much on fire to the point where he even put a three-point gesture to the crowd. But how did you feel about his performance overall, and how was it good? How much of a bonus is it when he's on fire like that?
Yeah, I mean, Clay is he's a machine. He just comes to work every night and defends and make shots and moves without the ball. And you know, he's a great basketball player, great two-way player. And in this series, he's got just a huge responsibility, you know, guarding Chris Paul, James Harden, whoever, and still making shots at the other end. But that's what Clay's been doing for us for years.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Nick Young got some big minutes, made some big shots in the first half. Did you expect those minutes from him? How much did that evolve as the game went on, and how much of that was based on pretty good performances by him against the Rockets in the regular season?
Yeah, Nick played really well against Houston during the three games that we played in the regular season. He was it seemed like he found a lot of open shots against them, and obviously you know, if he's making shots, then it relieves a lot of pressure off of our main guys who are handling the ball. So I thought Nick's minutes were important for us. He did a great job. He's a good matchup defensively. He's got size and strength, and like I said, I thought he came in and really gave us a big boost.
You guys got a bunch of wide open threes in transition. How much of it, especially against this team, is telling your guys push it quick in transition, not only after turnovers, but it seemed like when they miss layups at the rim, you guys get advantageous breaks the other way?
I think, you know, we have to push the ball in transition because, you know, made or missed, if we can push it and you know, not let their defense get set up, that's important for us. They have a great defense. You know, they really got better this year defensively, and when they can go to the line and slow the game down, and we're playing in the half court, it becomes a tougher game for us. So if we can get stops or even after made baskets, we want to push it ahead and try to get some early offense.
Steve, Mark Schwartz with ESPN. Kevin played 40 minutes tonight, but it looked like he wasn't happy. He wanted to play maybe 48 minutes. What did you hear from him in the third quarter, and just generally, what did you see about his competitive spirit? He mixed it up a little with Paul at a sideline play earlier in the game.
Kevin's never happy when he comes out of the game, no matter when I take him out. Even in the preseason, he's upset if I take him out. So, he wasn't real thrilled, and I probably should have left him on late third. You know, he was going pretty well. I knew I had to get him some rest at some point, and you know, as soon as I took him out, they went on a quick run, and so he was not thrilled, but he came back in and got us on track again.
All right, game two is here in Houston on Wednesday night, and all throughout this Western Conference Finals series, we have several ways for you to hear Warriors Sound. The radio button in the top right corner of the Warriors team app will get you Warriors Sound 24/7, as will our homepage at warriors.com/sound, plus podcasts in the Apple Podcast app and in the iTunes Music Store are ready to download. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warriors Sound.